You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Yes, people reach out to us with their problems, their issues, their concerns, their questions, and we try to answer them to the best of our ability. But mostly what we do is we turn it over to you, and we let you solve the problem. You can find us. One of the easiest ways is just to go on to the Book of Face. Find us on Facebook. Just search Dom. It's Dom with an M and Jeremy. Find us. Send us a message. Just that's exactly what Amanda did. Hi, boys in the morning. I have a 13-year-old daughter who recently did something that got her grounded. I don't want to go into what that was, but I would like to ask about the punishment I'm considering. While most kids will do anything to get out of going to school, she loves it. And she's a great student. But besides the good grades, she loves the social aspect of it and is a real social butterfly.
Nice.
Amanda writes, so I'm considering grounding her completely, meaning she'd not only have to stay home and do chores, but would miss school for that day.
Hmm.
I floated this idea with some friends, and the results have been mixed. Like I said, she's a good student. She's doing well enough that it wouldn't hurt her grades. It would be like a sick day, but a stay home, away from your friends, and work day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me know what you and your listeners think, and thank you. I love your show. 2 exclamation points.
Well, thank you, Amanda Pants.
I'm like you. I've never heard this before.
Yeah, this is definitely a first. And on the surface, I know everyone's like, grounding her from school, you can't do that. But then if you dig a little deeper, like, and start thinking about what grounding involves, mm-hmm. it's to make something sting a little bit, you know, and to take away something that the kid really likes. And if she loves school and she loves her friendships, take that away for a day or two and see if she shapes up a little bit. I mean, that's truly a punishment then. And if she's such a great student, I'm sure she's going to make up all of her work. She's going to run right in, say, what did I miss? Can I redo it? And da-da-da-da. I'm sure she'll be fine. Right?
Well, the mom is saying, you know, it'd be like a sick day. So I would assume that the mom will just contact the school and say,
you know,
little Delilah,
she won't be in today.
Is not coming in today. She's not feeling well.
Yeah, she's not going to tell the school what she's doing, I would imagine.
I wouldn't think.
But on the other end, she's saying, hey, young lady, you're staying home and doing chores today for whatever you did that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll hate it.
Now, if we were to put this, and we're going to put this out here for our listeners, what's your prediction on what they will say?
I bet most people are going to say you can't ground her from school. As my prediction, because it's school.
Let's see if you're right. The phone number is 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We're going to need a bunch of calls on this so we can take the temperature of Dom and Jeremy listeners and see what you guys think about Amanda's proposal.
Is this a good punishment or not?
Don't wait for other people to call. We would prefer if you call. We are knee-deep into this issue from Amanda. As we like to say on the show, people are different, and obviously parenting styles are different. Amanda's grounding her 13-year-old daughter and says one of the things she wants to do, because her daughter is such a social butterfly at school, she's a good student, she gets good grades and all of that, but mm-hmm. she's a social butterfly, and so Amanda's saying, I'm thinking she needs to, when she's grounded, she is grounded. Stay home, do chores, and would miss school for a day.
Yeah, no fun for her. Boo-hoo, it's a punishment.
Is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? The lines are jam-packed. So let's get to them. And we'll start with Maggie. Hi, Maggie. Welcome to the show. Maggie?
Uh-oh, Maggie.
Yes. Going once?
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Oh, good
Hello.
Morning. Hi.
So, Maggie, what do you think of Amanda's thought here?
I think it is absolutely brilliant.
Do you?
Why?
This is surprising.
Absolutely. No, it is. Okay, so I was that kid. I was the girl who loved going to school for the social aspect. I was good at school. And honestly, like, if there were things that I did, like, I don't know what.
Oh, did we lose you again?
Your phone's so bad. Yeah, dang it.
But do it. She was very enthusiastic about it. Do it.
She says do it.
Do it.
So, Maggie, thank you for that call.
Thank you, Maggie.
Your phone kept breaking up on us. Yeah. Tina, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Well,
we're not
a good
grounded.
Start to the day.
We're fine.
Hey, so I'm pretty opinionated about this one. Education is keen. Absolutely not. The child is tied into school because of the social aspect. So use your brain, be a better parent, and cut her off on the next social activity that's coming up with her classmates. Make her go to school. Hit the social side. She said it herself. She loves school because she's tied to the social part.
So, it's just one day, Tina. I mean, it's really no different than taking a sick day.
Education is keen. It's keen.
But what if she's got straight A's right now and this is not going to put a dent in anything?
This is my daughter in a box, and she has straight A's too, and she's tied to the social. I would never have her miss school.
What?
Education is keen. You're sending the wrong message that this comes before education, and in my
this
mind,
very you're very passionate. I appreciate it.
I am,
and I wish your daughter wasn't in a box. That sounds
get her
horrible.
Out of the box.
That sounds horrible, Tina.
She's outside of the box every. Oh. She performs everywhere in her life, so she gets to get outside.
Well,
the
look
box.
At you, braggy mama.
Yep. Tina,
we love you.
Thank
you
for calling. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate your time.
All right,
that's one vote each. Courtney, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I think Amanda is right on track. I say bravo to any parent who's super involved in their children's lives right now. That's what kids need.
Even if it means pulling her from school and making her do chores all day?
Yeah.
Do it, huh?
I think having an involved parent is such a blessing for any child.
So
many kids don't have that.
I keep falling back on what I said earlier, the sting factor. It's got to sting. You've got to make a point.
Yeah.
Whatever she did wrong, we don't know. But you got to make a point. Make it sting a little. Make it hurt so she doesn't do it again.
She's going to remember this. She's
yeah, absolutely.
This. Courtney, thank you for the time. Hope you have a great day.
You too, guys. Thank
Bye.
You.
All right. Thank you for being on the show. Robert, what do you think? It's 2-1. Do it. What do you say?
It's both. Like, she should do it because, like, it's what a mom feels like a good punishment is, but on Jeremy's side, like a punishment should be like it's just thing, like it should like get to the point that like, hey, don't do this again. But I feel like that's not really a punishment, taking your kid out of school just because you're socializing. That like if that's gonna be a point, then like I'm pretty sure like if her daughter's gonna do that, then she's gonna find another way to socialize either way if she's inside school or not.
Well, you got to take the phone away and everything, too. The phone, the iPad, everything. Take everything away.
So what's your vote on exactly. Taking her out of school? Do you vote for her to take her out of school or not?
No, because I don't feel like that's not going to do anything. If she's going to take her out of school just for one day, then if the next day she's going to do it all over again. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I'm glad you called, Robert.
Thanks,
thank you very much for your time. It's 2-2.
Look at that.
We say 5 calls says it all, and Estrella, you are getting the 5th and deciding vote. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, so what do you think of this idea?
So I think there's a way to solve it both ways. I think I'm going to go with maybe she should go to school with her.
Yeah, but that's more of a punishment for the mom, isn't it? Like, then now she's going to sit at school all day?
I was definitely a super good student, and I talked to everybody. I don't think there's a way that you could make me quiet. And the fact that she's with all of her friends, you know, her mom's walking down the hall with her, going to class with her. I think that's the last thing any kid wants.
How embarrassing, huh? Sitting with her at lunch, spoon-feeding her.
I know, because I've been through it. My mom, you know, she's been to every class with me one day, and I've just
really?
Real quick.
What did you do? Yeah. Can you say what you did to deserve that?
I think it's the talking in class, the, you know, straight A kid, and I wouldn't be quiet. So, you know, not everybody has straight A, so you know, they have to, the kid has to understand that too, you know, and I think that's the hard part for a younger kid to understand is.
Well, that's a funny compromise, Estrella. Thank you very much for calling us. We appreciate you, okay?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Thank you. It didn't really settle the five calls, though, did it?
I'll have that vote straddle the line. So it's like 2.5 to 2.5. How are you voting on
this? I'm going to say, I hate myself for saying this. I say do it. I say you just keep her home. Yeah. Again, you got to take away something that the kid loves. So she's not into video games. She's not into, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Take away this. She loves it. It'll hurt.
I got to come down on the other side. I see what Amanda's trying to do, and I hear your point, and yeah. I see that. But I don't think we should use education as a way of disciplining the child. What is that saying to the kid? Essentially, what you're saying is it's okay for you not to go to school for whatever reason, even if it's punishment. And I wouldn't plant that seed in any kid's mind. So there's got to be other things that her daughter is into that she can ground her from.
I don't know.
Besides school. But like you said, it never hurt
tied
this
up
before.